Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Joel. Thank you for moving in faith, man of God. This is the hour of a fresh start. The Lord says business shall begin to prosper for you. This seed of 5192 shall put a smile on your face, and contracts and opportunities shall open up for thee that shall bless the works of your hands. I want to thank you for stepping out in faith, and know that increase is surely your portion, for I shall make a teacher out of thee, and thy voice shall be known. Balance is happening in this season. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the team of prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Brother Joel. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be something that you're going to be doing for the it's as though an extra part or something in the neighborhood, but then it's larger than just the neighborhood. It's some sort of humanitarian work that you're going to be doing. But God says that it's not going to be just in one area. And God says that it's going to bless the people, because God says that you have this idea of something that you have written down, and God says that it's going to take off. God says he's going to bless you with the financial blessings, but it's something that you're going to get started, assembly to a boys and girls club of that nature, but there's a twist to it. But God says that you're going to bless the people, the children, the boys, the neighborhoods with this, whatever it is. But God says that it's your plan, it's your vision, and for you to write it, make it plain, and he's going to bless you with the finances, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joel. I just hear God saying, Dr. Joel, Dr. Joel. And God says education is favorable for you. God says he's getting you ready for the increase. Showers of blessings, and God says you shall be rewarded with that which is due to you. And I do see favor with people in high authority, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, prophetess. I'll be leaving the lineup shortly. God bless you, Brother Noel. I just heard the word of the Lord saying for you to stay positive and stay focused. God says to watch who you're sharing your ideas with. God says when it's time for your ideas to be released, it will be in a stage where no one can interfere. God says to walk with a discerning eye also when you travel. God says that you're going to be traveling from many states and even from foreign countries because you have a lot to share. But God says, again, a discerning eye, but he will send two angels with you as you go. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joel. And I see you reading material. Also, there shall be more books that are coming out of you. You shall be one to be known as astute. There's literary favor around you. I see letters by your name, man of God. I see even where you come into some point in your life, a high honor, a very high honor, like a Pulitzer Prize, like one of those high honors, man of God. The Lord is preparing you, grooming you, and making you internationally known. You should cross many borders. You will even travel into like the bush country. You're going to go far, man of God. You are mystic and before your time. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joel. I so agree with the prophet that has spoken first, Father God, saying your name shall be known. Father God says, Prophet Joel, come forth, for there is a prophetic word in you. I hear Father God saying fulfillment concerning dreams and desires. And I hear Father God saying, let go and let God. Let go of the past and embrace the new. For Father God says, this is the season of endings and completions. And this is the season of more powerful entrances. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord comes unto me, saying that, prepare, prepare, for this is an hour and this is a season of a breakthrough. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thy life in an unusual way, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord says that you're going to come into a season of progress. You're going to come into a season of praise and even greater affection. You're going to step into a time where goodness shall be thy portion, and the Lord says that you shall achieve much, and you shall come into a season of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. For the Lord says, if you have not seen a major promotion, something is going to be offered to you that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, in this season, and yea, even in this hour, I bring you compensation. I bring you benefits, for I will open up a window of opportunity for thee. And you will see increase, increase all around thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says that I'm causing a shift in this season, a shift in how you view things, a shift that shall cause you to come into a season of blessings. And you will see that your talent shall cause you to prosper. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a new beginning. For the Spirit will say unto thee that this is a time for you to begin to let go of anything or any relationship that has become outworn, unproductive, and that has outlived itself unto thee. And as you do that, you're preparing for the new. You're preparing for the new season. You're preparing for the breakthrough. You're preparing for even as Jesus said to the disciples, cast your empty nets, not one but empty nets. And as they moved in faith, but not in total faith, the nets was bursting at the seams. The Lord says, as you cast forth your nets, you will surely, surely prosper. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, he says, be careful of what you say, but also what you put in writing. Because during this month, the Lord says, things will come back to thee quickly, quickly, quickly. So use wisdom. I'm also hearing the Lord says, you're going to get insights into a relationship, business, or emotional as well. Now, I want to go ahead to around about the 23rd of the month, because God said he urges you to use your finances wisely during that season. And yet it seems as if that even around the 26th or the 22nd to the end of the month, you may be taking care or dealing with a family matter or trying to solve a family problem and know that all shall be well. Can I tell you that the Lord says be watchful in this season, even in this month. Be watchful of any kind of accidents or things of that nature. Make sure that things are put away. Make sure that the smoke detectors and things of that are working properly. Make sure that vehicles are working properly. Inspect things. Stay on top of things. Things surrounding the home that is properly secured, and just be more attentive, be more aware. Watch the areas that you go into, watch the neighborhoods that you go into. Now, you're going to begin to find that the Lord says you're going to choose companions and right people and friendships. You're going to choose right individuals wisely and carefully, because they can influence your thoughts, your values, and your reputation. For as the Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. So watch whom you have around you, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to be able to let go of things that is no longer of me. And you will see that the truth will be known, and what was hidden shall also be revealed. Something is going to come out into the open that has been hidden from thee. Thank you for your miracle seed. We appreciate you. I look forward to continuing our prophetic divine connection. God bless you.